5-1, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2-hour delay today for the Riverdale District. For Richland, a 2-hour delay that includes St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM Early Childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. And also just in, Ithaca will be under a 2-hour delay. That includes announcement, no 4K, and there's no weight room today early on at Ithaca under a 2-hour delay. Vark routes are running 2 hours behind schedule. Drive carefully. A little slippery out there to clean up that couple of inches of snow. It's a powdery snow and just kind of ended in the last hour or so. So crews are kind of working and getting that done and getting it cleaned out for the next mess. AP News at 6 is next on WRCO-FM in Richland, sponsored by the good folks at Scott Industries, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump will be in court today for closing arguments in his civil fraud trial. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Donald Trump will not make his own closing arguments in his New York civil fraud trial Thursday after the judge rescinded permission for it. Trump wanted to take part in the closing arguments along with his lawyers, but they objected to the judge's insistence that the former president stick to relevant matters. Trump, his two eldest sons, and business are being sued by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat. She claims Trump's net worth was inflated by billions to secure loans and get insurance. The leading presidential Republican candidate calls the lawsuit politically motivated. In a pretrial ruling, the judge found Trump committed fraud. He's now deciding how much damages will be and whether Trump can do business in New York. All deny wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
Former President Trump was at a Fox News Channel town hall event last night in Iowa, where they asked him who his running mate will be if he wins the Republican presidential nomination, as expected.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
I'll give you. We'll do another show sometime.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential hopefuls Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis were on a debate stage going after each other, calling each other liars and slamming each other's character. President Biden's son Hunter is expected to plead not guilty today to federal tax charges. He'll hear the charges against him in federal court in Los Angeles. More layoffs. Google has laid off hundreds of employees. They work on hardware, voice assistants, and engineering teams. The union calls the layoffs needless. The UN's top court is hearing arguments now on whether Israel's war with Hamas amounts to genocide against Palestinians. Israel strongly denies the claim. This is AP News. Now to how poor children will be able to get food.
Impoverished children will get food benefits from the government this summer. About 21 million children are likely to receive money for food this summer through a newly permanent federal program called the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer, known as Summer EBT. Families with children who are eligible for free or reduced price lunches, meaning that they are at or under 185% of the federal poverty line, will be eligible for summer EBT and receive $40 per month per child during the summer. The program will cover about 70% of the eligible population in its first year. I'm Tiffany Wong.
20 million Americans have signed up for health insurance for 2024 through the Affordable Care Act, a record number of enrollments, says the government. The open enrollment period closes on January 16th. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic from the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The visitation and funeral service is the final farewell to our loved ones. The days following a funeral are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. These rituals are a positive contribution that help us through the grieving process. They provide a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital. Last night, it was a win for the Badger men's basketball team. Max Klesman scored all of his 18 points in the second half as number 15 Wisconsin was a winner by a final of 71-60, winning their fifth straight. And Pierre Brooks and Landon Moore each netted 14 points, leading Butler to a surprising 69-62 win over number 11 Marquette. UCF beat number 3 Kansas 65-60 as well in men's college basketball. From the NBA, Sacramento 123, Charlotte 98, San Antonio over Detroit 130-108, Indiana 112, Washington 104, Boston 127-120 over Minnesota in overtime. Oklahoma City beat Miami 128-120, Atlanta 139, Philadelphia 132 in overtime, Chicago 124, Houston 119 in OT, New Orleans 141, Golden State 105, Utah beat Denver 124-111, and the Clippers 126, Toronto 120. From the NHL, Philadelphia 3-2 over Montreal after a shootout, Dallas 7, Minnesota 2, Colorado 3-0 over Vegas. That's a look at sports.
Binge drinking or drinking 5 or more drinks on an occasion is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
For today, high temps in the upper 20s, mostly cloudy and not as cool. Looks like northwest winds 4 to 8 miles per hour. And then tonight late, it changes 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight beginning after midnight and another 5 to 7 inches Friday. For Friday night, 1 to 3 inches. Total storm accumulations in the snow could be in that 8 to 13 inch category. A winter storm warning will kick in this evening, well actually after midnight, early tomorrow morning. Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant counties in that warning. A high on Saturday of 20 and then a high only at 3 on Sunday. Currently in Richland Center, a couple of inches of snow in the night and it is 23 degrees.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools, 2 hours late today, the Riverdale District, Richland School District, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Ithaca is 2 hours late. There is no AM 4K and no weight room this morning. And Varkroots are running 2 hours late out of Richland Center today, so be aware of that. Those are the latest, kind of giving everybody a little bit of more opportunity to clean things up, get things kind of pushed back, and get a little daylight on the situation as well. Drive carefully today. WRCO FM 100.9 with She Daisy.
I slammed the door 1,000 times. What's mine is mine, what's yours is mine. It's a long drive uphill. Sit back, I'm taking the wheel. So many highs, so many lows. You move too quick to ever show exactly how you feel. So I'm taking the wheel. But I'm
don't break.
Good morning from FM 100.9 WRCO. Are you having fun yet? Well, you know, those of you that wanted the snow, here you go. It's good on the positive side. You know, we've been worrying about droughts and things like that, so that's all good. And if you've had an old Rupp snowmobile sitting on the trailer for a little while, maybe you get a chance to get out and get the old Rupp going and the old Arctic Cat or whatever you have. Might be a good time to ride it, especially this weekend. 23 degrees right now at WRCO. Hope you're living well. This is George Street.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I of my deck. Caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living.
Living well, I'm living well. follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away. Back to the feelings we shared when they played. In the still precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we in the still.
Millsap, getting lost in the 50s tonight. Not a bad place to be. That's right. Watch a little Leave It to Beaver or The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Some of those fun shows. I Love Lucy. Right. We have some notes to share with you on weather today.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Three area districts under a two-hour delay today. They include Riverdale, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, where there's no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran, and Ithaca is 2 hours late. There is no AM 4K for the Bulldogs and no weight room this morning. Vark routes are running 2 hours late in our community today.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th from 5 p.m. to midnight. We'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget the state rodeo finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
100.9 WRCO.
She ain't the cup of tea you ought to be sipping. She treats you like you're broke, like you need fixing. You ain't getting nothing back for all that you're giving. If you're good with who you kiss and say lovey, but I can show you what you're missing. Yeah, boy, I can be the whiskey in your soda, the lime to your Corona, shotgun in your Tacoma, the Audrey to your Hank. She's got
Haley Wood is on WRCO. It is 6:25. One of our good buddies talking about being lost in the 50s and saying that he was in the 70s, lost in the 20s, and now he's in the 20s, lost in his 70s. So something like that. But yeah, you know how it goes. Nowhere else I'd rather be, right? I love to live in the past, but also it'd be hard to go back and, you know, it'd be a little bit tough. I don't know. I'm guessing June wouldn't probably say yes this time. If I, you know, you got to think about those kind of things. But anyway, we're moving on toward a news update, news, weather, and sports as we approach that today. Get ready for, well, hopefully some high school events tonight. I'm guessing they're going to try to scramble to get them in because tomorrow night looks like a wash or a snow out. Here's Aaron Tippin.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Aaron Tippin on WRCO FM 100.9 Country and Community. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
If you want to own your own home, but you're worried about the hefty 20% needed for a down payment, listen up. With the help of Schultz Mortgage Team, you could be on the path to home ownership with as little as 5% down or even zero down. First-time home buyer? No problem. Schultz Mortgage Team can guide you through the entire process. USDA, VA, and VH programs may be right for you. Call Jason Schultz today at 608-604-5068. That's 608-604-5068. Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you make your ownership goals a reality.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is currently 23 degrees in Richland Center, and time for a news update today. Courtesy of Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Mostly cloudy, not as cold today, upper 20s, but then tonight, 20, 1 to 2 inches of snow beginning overnight, and then all total storm accumulations by Saturday morning could be 8 to 13 inches. A winter storm warning now in effect, or will be in effect, starting at midnight for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties. More about that coming up. Right now it is 23 degrees.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. MAC rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A couple of inches of snow overnight, and that's made for some slippery travel this morning. Many commuters saying slipperier this morning at this time than it was yesterday. A couple of hours late for these schools, Riverdale, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran, and 2-hour delay for Ithaca. There is no AM 4K and no weight room this morning. VARC routes are 2 hours late. The stormy winter weather earlier this week contributed to a fatal head-on collision in Jefferson County Tuesday morning. The sheriff's office there says a semi-truck was traveling on Highway 18 in the town of Oakland when it crashed into an SUV. The driver of the SUV died at the scene while the semi-driver wasn't injured. The crash is being investigated by Jefferson County. Officials say road conditions were the factor in the crash. Getting to the root of dementia, that's the aim of a 5-year national study by UW-Madison called Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research Through Imaging, or Clarity, which will be investigating the characteristic biomarkers in people either with dementia or at risk of getting it. 2,000 people will be enrolled nationwide in the study, which has a goal to help researchers better understand and treat cognitive diseases. The National Institutes of Health has awarded a $150 million grant to the UW School of Medicine and Public Health for the project. That's the largest NIH grant in the university's history. A Shawano County sawmill will have to pay nearly $300,000 in penalties after a federal inspection. After OSHA's follow-up inspection of Tigerton Lumber Company last July, the agency found that the company continues to expose employees to the hazards and other risks. The company was deemed a severe violator in 2019 after a 46-year-old employee suffered fatal injuries at the mill in 2018. The latest OSHA inspection found persistent safety violations, including those associated with unguarded machines. Also in the news today, a Black River Falls woman reported missing on Thanksgiving has been found dead. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office said this week a Black River Falls Municipal Utilities employee found a body later identified as 53-year-old Stacy Schrammick in the water near the Black River Falls Dam. Schrammick had been reported missing by her family on November 23rd when she left her home that afternoon in a kayak, which was later found overturned on the banks of the Black River. Several area agencies and organizations joined in the search for Schrammick after her overturned boat was spotted. The deadline to apply for veteran mental health grants has been extended. There are 3 grants currently available to assist Wisconsin healthcare providers, organizations, and nonprofits that provide veteran mental health support services in the Badger State. These grants include the Veterans Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant, Emergency Crisis Mental Health Treatment Program Grant, and the Veteran Mental Health Treatment Plant and Grow a Program Grant. All grant applications are now due by Thursday, January 25th at 4:30. All applications about the grant application process should be directed to the DVA Grants Unit at Vets Benefits Grants at dva.wisconsin.gov. Governor Evers says increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out,
on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
That's Evers speaking up with Up North News on Civic Media. With cases of RSV rising across Wisconsin, the Department of Health Services is urging pregnant Wisconsinites to get the vaccine to protect their baby from the virus. As of January 10th, there were 1,402 people in Wisconsin hospitalized with RSV this season. 580 of those are children under the age of 2. The RSV vaccine can be given to people who are pregnant between 32 weeks and 36 weeks and 6 days of pregnancy and provides protection for newborns until they are 6 months old. The vaccine was approved for use in 2023 and is safe and effective. People who are pregnant should ask their healthcare provider if they can get the vaccine. In addition, the RSV vaccine, DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get the flu shot. This is especially important for people who are greater at risk of becoming seriously ill. This includes those who are pregnant, age 65 and older, and those with chronic health conditions. Wisconsinites can find locations, and for more information, you can call 211 or 877-947-2211. Cutting back on salt has been a major focus this winter.
The message is part of the state's SaltWise initiative. DNR stormwater manager Shannon Hayden says just a teaspoon's worth of salt is enough to make 5 gallons of water toxic to freshwater organisms, and when salt gets into the water supply, it's there forever. Officials say just a 12-ounce mug's worth of salt should be enough to loosen up the ice on a 20-foot driveway. Consider clearing your driveway before it freezes down so you don't have to use salt, and switch to sand when it gets below 15 degrees. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Going to have to do some digging and cleaning this morning, and maybe the next couple of mornings. We'll have forecast details next.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
A couple of inches of snow overnight has made for some slippery travel early today. For the forecast, upper 20s for a high, northwest winds to around 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, snow developing late, 1 to 2 inches by morning and a low of 20. Friday, snow heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches of additional accumulation and a high of 30. Very breezy with more snow Friday night, an additional 1 to 3 inches possible and a low of 17. Saturday, 20 and all total storm accumulations could be 8 to 13 inches of snow. A winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties from midnight Friday morning to 9 a.m. Saturday. A winter storm watch for Iowa and Sauk counties early Friday morning through Saturday morning. Schedule changes today. 2 hours late for these districts, Riverdale, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood, no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. And for Ithaca, 2 hours late start. There is no AM 4K and no weight room this morning. Varkroots are running 2 hours late. In Richland Center, it was 26 earlier. A couple of inches of snow in the night. We're down to our overnight low so far. It is 22 degrees.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule. Details on a Badger men's basketball win last night as well.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In area girls basketball tonight, Hillsboro will be at New Lisbon, Waniwak Center at Nisita, and Royal at Cashton, Bangor at Brookwood. Kickapoo travels to Wazika Steuben, Seneca at North Crawford, and Iowa Grand is at Fenimore. Boys basketball games this evening, Mount Horeb at Reedsburg, also Benton at Potosi and Cassville at Highland. Baraboo is at Stoughton, Adams Friendship at Wisconsin Dells, Mauston at Westfield. In the SWAL, basketball at Darlington, Iowa Grand at Fenimore, Riverdale at Mineral Point, and Southwestern at Cuba City. And in boys basketball from the Southwest Conference, Platteville at Lancaster, Dodgeville at River Valley, and Prairie du Chien is at Richland Center. I asked Hornets coach Brian Pulse about facing Prairie.
Coach Panasik really does a good job of teaching his kids how to play a certain way. They're hard-nosed. They're going to come compete, be physical. I think we're going to see a lot of different, man, maybe some zone, maybe some full court pressure. And then offensively, they're going to be patient. They're going to set a lot of tough physical screens. So we're going to have to be willing to defend those long possessions. It's all about they take on the character of their coach, and he's a great coach, and he always does a great job.
Hear the game tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15. The Badgers have extended their winning streak to 5 straight with a 71-60 victory at Ohio State. Max Klesmit scored all 18 of his points in the second half. A.J. Storr scored 15 of his 17 points in the first half. The Buckeyes were on top for most of the first 20 minutes. Wisconsin center Stephen Krull was hindered by a sore knee. The Badgers returned to the court Saturday when Northwestern visits the Kohl Center. Here is Coach Greg Gard.
Other than the little stretch in the second half where I thought we took some tough shots or some bad shots, shot selection was decent and that we got decent looks. But defensively, you could feel it was just a grinder. It's a typical Big Ten. Baskets are hard to get. Easy baskets are almost impossible.
Elsewhere, Marquette was plagued by poor shooting as it dropped its second straight Big East Conference game to Butler last night, 69-62. The Golden Eagles connected on just 5 of 31 three-pointers, and guard Tyler Kolek had only 2 points on 1 of 11 shooting. Cam Jones led Marquette with 20 points. Villanova will be visiting Marquette on Monday. One of the Dallas Cowboys' top pass defenders is not practicing this week as he tries to bounce back from a shoulder injury. Head coach Mike McCarthy says Stephen Gilmore will be treated for the problem. An MRI had revealed no significant damage to the shoulder. His availability for the wild card playoff game against the Packers Sunday is not known at this time. McCarthy says Gilmore, though, is making progress. Officials at the University of Wisconsin say more than 80% of the fundraising goal for the new indoor football practice facility has been raised. The estimated total cost has been set at about $285 million. The U.S. Athletics Department is hoping to receive donations totaling $75 million. University officials hope to break ground on the project sometime before the 2025 football season. Completion was expected in 2026, but that is not a firm target date. High-scoring guard Damian Lillard is expected to play for the Bucks tonight when they host the Boston Celtics. Lillard is averaging 25 points and almost 7 assists per game. He has missed 3 games. His absence from the lineup as Milwaukee lost to Utah was blamed on personal reasons. The Celtics come into the game at the Fiserv Forum in first place in the Eastern Conference standings, 3.5 games now ahead of Milwaukee. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522, visit in person, or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCO. You know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am?
Leroy Parnell on WRCO. A word of the wise, a little slippery out there, and also some reports of some foggy pockets, too. So be aware, it might be a little bit lower visibility in some locations. 2 hours late for these schools, Riverdale, the Richland District, and Ithaca. Richland, that includes the same area in Eagle. There's no AM early childhood or 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. There's no AM 4K at Ithaca. The weight room is closed this morning. And Vark routes are running 2 hours late. Be aware and spread the word today.
The more I'm alive, the older I get, the more I find.
It ain't how long it is, it's how well it's lived. It's the journey, it's the ride. The longer I live, the more I'm alive. The longer I live, the more I learn how to just be patient, wait my turn. We all got dreams to chase, it ain't a race, ain't about coming in first. The longer I live, the more I learn. Less I need other people telling me who to be. I finally understand that who I am works just fine for me. The longer I live, the less I need. My blessings, count them up. No matter how bad it gets, the way it is sure beats the way it was. The longer I live, the more I love. The longer I live, the more I love.
Aaron Goodvin on WRCO along with Ryan Kinder. Longer I live. 7 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They bring the authentic taste of Latin cuisine right to your plate. If you're in the mood for grilled steak, pork, or chicken, season with Nicaraguan style. You'll find it here. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center, where every bite takes you on a flavorful journey. Now offering gift cards.
Thursday, here we are. I just got things kind of scraped and shoveled, and we were back at it again this morning. And then tomorrow, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be a little bit crazy. Might have to even get the chains on the Mighty Alice and the Super C to pull the Alice with the farm all and, you know, try to just keep going, because it's going to be deep snow, especially all the way into Saturday morning. Poor Squirt, I don't know what he's going to do. Going to have to maybe take him out myself and hold him up in that snow. He'll be buried. But anyway, we'll work on that. This is Kenny Chesney.
I lit a country church on a two-lane road. Bride and a groom coming out the door. White lace dress and a red bouquet. Just married, written on a blue Chevrolet. Gotta be a sign from my paper.
sitting in a front porch swing, still holding hands like they were 16. 50 good years, they're a lover's dream. Darling, that could be you and me.
Associated Press update. We'll update you as well on the winter announcements just before 7. That's next. This is Shane Owens.
Something without each other just wouldn't be the same. Like a dirt road needs two lovers looking for a backseat hideaway. Like a Sunday needs a sermon, a weekend needs a Friday night. They just go together, fit just right. You go good with them all straight to southbound, shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You go good with a pretty little beach town, rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Good with the moonlight shining like a spotlight, making it clear to see. Yeah, you go good with me. Clay, Georgia, you're a little more Hollywood. I'm a little more can't stop looking. You're a little more looking good. You're sweet as honeysuckle. I'm rough as barbed wire fence. But you make no chance in hell, make perfect sense. You go good with a long stretch of southbound, shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You go good with a pretty little beach town, rocking the Springsteen spring break. Shining like a spotlight, making it clear to see. Yeah, you go good with me. Hey, you go good with this front porch sweet kiss. You go good in these arms of mine. And I'm good as gone forever, every time. You go good with a long stretch of southbound shooting. Shotgun seat. You look good with a pretty little beach town, rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Good with the moonlight shining like a spotlight, making it clear to see. Yeah, you go good with me. Yeah, you go good with me.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. That is Shane Owens. Reports of a little fog out there, and it's not just Henry Bray, who's, well, normally in the fog. But anyway, a high today in the upper 20s, and we're going to stop reading right there. That's it. That's the forecast for today. Right now, we're at 22 degrees in Richland Center.